For too long, the fertility market has been bewildering, overwhelming, and frankly, I think has downright ignored the needs and difficult experiences of the people they're supposed to be serving. Ovum has made it their mission to change this completely. Now, I am extremely choosy about who I promote on this podcast because I'm very protective of my listeners and audience, which is why you've probably only ever heard one spoken ad like this before. So it's with complete confidence, excitement, and pride that I can share this amazing company with you. Ovum care about you, truly. From creating products to support conception and fertility that are designed by doctors and backed by the latest science without cutting any corners, from adding access to meditations I've personally written and recorded inside their pregnancy test boxes, Ovum is founded by individuals who've navigated infertility themselves. I really couldn't be more proud to partner with them and tell you about them. Ovum is driven by the belief that everyone who is trying to conceive deserves better, and I am 100% behind this ethos. So head over to startwithovum.com and use code LIFERAFT10 for 10% off their tests and supplements.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Fertility Life Raft podcast with me, Alice Rose, your mindset mentor and transformative coach. Lovely to see you. If you haven't already, could I ask you to leave a review for this excellent podcast, which has had a bit of a rejuvenation lately. So I would really love to hear from you. Let me know what episodes you are loving, what you want more of. Be in touch with me. I'm on Instagram at This Is Alice Rose and at Fertility Life Raft. Now, I have got a marvellous guest with me today. She is an acupuncturist, but she's also leading a bit of a fertility revolution and doing loads of really important work in the space. And it's a pleasure to have you here with me, Hannah Pern. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Please tell us all who you are and how did you get into this fertility world?
So my name is Hannah and I'm an acupuncturist. I've been an acupuncturist for about 10 years, over 10 years now. And I had acupuncture when I had my daughter with Emma Cannon, who is a very famous fertility acupuncturist. So she was my inspiration to retrain and move into this world. And I guess fertility wasn't on my mind when I entered into this world, but it's kind of what found me. I am a teacher by background. I used to be a teacher in my first job. And what I found worked really well and what happened was that lots and lots of people were coming to clinic and they were saying to me repeatedly, I can't believe I didn't know this already. I can't believe I didn't understand my cycle. I can't believe I didn't know when I was ovulating. You know, there was a real lack of information. So I also trained as a fertility awareness teacher, trainer, to talk to people and sort of educate people around their menstrual cycle, about fertility health, because it's great that people can come and have acupuncture, but there's a step back that I'd sort of feel like we need to take that, you know, if people had better education about their fertility, at an earlier age, then there would be less reason to feel like you're in the last chance saloon, you're absolutely desperate, you're going to go and speak to an acupuncturist. And that's what happens. So I've sort of combined the two because I feel like, you know, if people are in that situation, then we can offer support. But ideally, we want to be talking to people, you know, those 28-year-olds who are on the pill, who might be thinking about, well, they might not be thinking about having a family, but, you know, they might have friends who are coming off the pill and just having conversations around what that actually means, what could happen to your cycles, how long it can take you to get pregnant, miscarriage is common, it happens, you know, all of these things I think are good conversations because it equips people to go into a fertility journey in a better way.
Love that. And I think that I feel very aligned in terms of what I do with the mindset stuff, in that if we started a bit earlier, if we learned this stuff before we ended up in crisis or in kind of desperate situations, we're going to feel so much more in control, which is the piece that so often we feel like we lose, isn't it?
And that is absolutely it. And that's why I really love talking about menstrual cycles, menstrual cycle health, and really getting people to understand their cycle, because it is about feeling a bit more in control. Like, they know what's happening to the body. They know when it's happening. They know when they're fertile. They know if there's a problem. So lots and lots of people did not realize that their cycles were not fertile or were not optimal for a year. You know, I've had people who are like, I didn't realize that having a short luteal phase or spotting before my period comes or no cervical mucus might be an indicator that something is wrong. And so that's a whole year gone, which, as we know, the sooner you can address fertility problems and get support, if there is one, the better, because it's, you know, age is such a big factor and there is no denying that. So having an education and an understanding of it does bring back some control.
So I always come at this from the different perspective of, like, I always knew there was a bit of an issue for me because my cycles were never normal in quotation marks. But like, there's variations on normal, but mine were definitely, definitely not normal. You know, I didn't really have proper cycles to speak of. I went, and then I was just, as I think pretty much every blooming teenage girl in the 90s was, stuck on the pill at whatever age it was because I had problems with my skin. Now looking back, I just think, God, I wish someone had said or looked at me and gone, I wonder why there are problems with your skin. Let's look at that. It might not just be like typical teenage acne. You know, hang on, you've got problems with your skin and you've got really crazy menstrual cycles. Maybe there's something else we could look at. Like, oh my goodness. Now I just wish someone had said to me then and like taught me a bit more. Yes. But it just wasn't there, was it?
No, it really wasn't. And you know what? It still happens. It still goes on today. I mean, my daughter's 18, so, you know, she is of that age, and a number of her friends are in that situation where they're being told exactly that, you know, you've got problems with your skin, you've got problems with your cycle, just go on the pill, don't have to think about it. Which, you know, equally, I am totally aware that for some people that is okay and that is the right thing to do. But it's about having an awareness that this is an option, going on the pill is an option, but it's not the only option. And these are the things that you might want to think about. And if you don't want to think about them now, then maybe you want to think about them in 5 years' time. And it's about having that check-in. You know, when I was on the pill, it was like, you went to your nurse, they took your blood pressure, they just gave you 6 more months or a year. And I think at those touch points, when you're seeing somebody, you could be having the conversations around, are you thinking about starting a family? Are you actually having sex? Like, do you need to be on the pill? Is now a good time to kind of come off and see how your cycles are? Because each one of those times is an opportunity for education, information, so people can make better informed decision. And it might be you're like, I'm not ready. You know, I'm, you know, having a great time on this pill. I don't have to think about it. Crack on. But it's about that awareness, isn't it? That is still not happening as much as it should do, and we see the consequences years later.
Yes, I mean, all of those things can be indicators of something that is important to investigate. And to me, it just felt like putting me on the pill was really just a plaster, but there was no actual investigate or any conversation at all about why that might be happening. And that does make me feel quite angry, actually. Yeah. Not just for myself, but just for like just women's health in general, which just obviously has not had. You just think, oh my God, like if this had been boys and men who have been just chucking out these prescriptions, and you just think, what the fuck? Like, what on earth are they thinking? Of course we need to look at what's going on in our bodies. Of course we need to learn and educate ourselves about that.
Yeah. Because also the other thing to say is if your cycle is not working well as it being, you know, a problem for when you want to conceive, it's also a problem for your health. It's a health problem. You know, it's not like separate from everything else that happens, like your digestive system. It is a part of your health that is not working well. Why would you not investigate it? Because we need good menstrual cycles, because we need our hormones, because our hormones help every single other function in our body, our thinking, our eyesight, our hearing, our digestive system, our immune system. So if it's not working correctly, then that has a knock-on effect to all other areas. So like you say, it's a sticking plaster and it's not good enough. It's not good enough that women are told that repeatedly still today.
Totally. And I just, like, the more we're talking about it, the more fiery I feel about it, because I'm just like, oh my God, yes, because it's just put under this, like, oh, women's health you know, box. And you're just like, no. It's something that, yes, happens in women's bodies, but it's healthcare, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Oh. So I think what we've established is what you're doing is very important. Very important. I wish that I had had more information myself growing up. And I was one of four sisters, and yet we still don't, I don't think we really even spoke about it very much at home. Like, it wasn't even really spoken about. I don't know. Anyway. And also, of course, we didn't have access to podcasts like this or Instagram or any places where we can now get the information that we need.
Yeah.
So people who are listening to this might be like, yes, exactly. And kind of already know, they've already been through this kind of stage where they've gone, yes, we've figured out there's an issue, or maybe they don't have an issue, or maybe it's unexplained, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So how can acupuncture serve people? What does it do?
I would say there's like really, if you're looking at the science behind acupuncture and its impact on fertility, there's really kind of three areas where there's some really good evidence. One is around the communication, helping the communication that happens between the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the ovaries. So this is like the communication network that allows your follicles to grow, that allows an egg to be released, and then the subsequent progesterone that's produced in the second half of your cycle. And you need a good level of communication between these three for that cycle to be regular and to be not interrupted. There have been studies that have shown that stimulating acupuncture points can help with that communication. So if you've got any breakdown in the communication or the pulse, because it's like a pulsation, if it's not strong enough, it has been proven to be linked to improving that pulsation. It's been proven to help with blood flow to the uterus. So that's kind of getting oxygen and blood flow, which is good for endometrial linings, for implantation, and for good follicular development and healthy ovaries. And the biggest one that I personally think is about this idea of it reducing stress. I always put it like, if you do a yoga class and you like yoga and you feel really relaxed afterwards, acupuncture is like a shortcut. You know, you can put some needles in, you can have a really lovely lie down. It's really kind of nourishing and a caring, supportive environment. And it really allows that kind of adrenaline, cortisol to leave the body. And we know that adrenaline and cortisol are blockers for our hormones. You know, they always talk about the progesterone steal, about how if you've got lots of stress, your progesterone levels are going to be lower, and that might impact the implantation stage. So we know that reducing stress can really help with that kind of hormone production. And again, with that communication that I was talking about before, it can really help that flourish and work better. And you just see it on people. I always say it's not just the needles as well. People come in. All our appointments, we spend an hour with every single person because we listen to what's happening. We might give some information if people want information. We might share some information or experience from other clients that we've worked with. We might guide in terms of tests that they might want to consider, or look over results and say, you know what, actually, that probably needs to be investigated further. You know, there's lots of other things that we can do as well as the acupuncture itself. But the acupuncture, really, stress is the big one, I always think.
And that's what you've been chatting about this week on your Instagram, isn't it? Because every time, you know, it comes up, the stress and fertility link. And then what we get is that people are like, oh God, but I've ruined it for myself because I've been so stressed. But then how can I reduce my stress? And and actually it's understanding that we can flip this around to explain that. Exactly. Go on. What did you say in your excellent reel?
I just said that, you know, stress does not cause infertility. There have been quite a lot of really large scale studies that have done people trying to conceive naturally, people going through IVF. There's a whole range of studies that really support this idea that stress does not cause infertility, but infertility causes huge amounts of stress. And that's sort of where this kind of idea, and, you know, that's what my podcast is called, what my community group is called, like, Don't Tell Me to Relax. It's this idea that, you know, your stress is the reason why you're not conceiving. And it is so misinformed and so unhelpful. And it's something that people ask all the time in clinic. And so I really like to be able to give a really definitive answer, like, no, stress does not cause infertility. Here's the research. Read the research. Because I really, you know, that thought and that kind of idea that you are in some way to blame for what's happening, and if you could just stop being stressed, then you would get pregnant, is it's incorrect, and it serves nobody. So, you know, I'm really clear on that. I'm not saying that stress doesn't have an impact on the body, because it really does. But that kind of like black line between stress and fertility is, I'd say it's a dotted line, and it's very complicated, and it's not as simple as stress causes infertility.
And it's just understanding that the more we can lift that blamey vibe away from like, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault, and understand that, okay, yes, stress can have an impact on the body, you know, that yes, it does.
Yeah.
But there are lots of things that we can do to look at how we can reduce that without taking on that dreadful, like, oh no, I have to reduce that because otherwise this isn't going to work and then it's going to be all my fault.
Exactly. Because, you know, it is proven that stress, you know, if you're stressed, you're more likely to sleep badly. You're more likely to, you know, maybe drink more. You might smoke. You might eat poorly. You might make difficult, you know, not the best decisions for yourself. And that sometimes can have an impact. You know, sometimes there is a link between sperm quality, let's say. But there are actually, absolutely what you say, there are things that you can do to address that. So I always say to people, if you feel like it's turning up in your body, if you find yourself, you're not sleeping, your digestion's gone, you're feeling anxious, you're making those choices, then it's because sometimes people, you know, we live in such busy worlds, people might not necessarily even realize how stressed they are. And so that's where, you know, we have the absolute privilege of spending time with people. So we can really unpick their life habits. And we can really kind of identify, actually, why is that happening? Why are you waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Why are you feeling like you really need to have a lot of alcohol on a Friday night at the end of the week? You know, why are you doing lots and lots of vigorous activity? Then you might kind of relate that back and people are like, oh, yeah, that it's a sign. It is a sign of stress. And then when we've identified that, then there's lots of things we can do to address it. It's like, okay, well, it is going to be stressful because it is, but these are the things that might help. And that's where your membership comes in. Whatever works for you, obviously not smashing a bottle of wine and drinking 20 fags, but you know, whatever works for you in a productive way is good to address it.
Yes, totally. It's that curiosity rather than judgment that we can use to our advantage. So if we actually just get curious about it, and sometimes we need support to do that. I remember always being like, not wanting to admit or ever acknowledge that I was stressed because that felt like a failure. Not even just with fertility, but just at any point in my life, I was like, no, I'm not stressed. Yeah. I'm fine. You know, I'm totally fine, especially for high achievers, which often happen. Like I get a lot of quite high achieving women in my membership and, you know, that I support one-to-one. And it's quite a big thing to sort of say, actually, I am stressed and maybe I'm not coping as well as I thought, because you feel like you should be able to, like you feel like you should be able to. So the minute you're actually just getting truthful and honest with yourself and just honor the fact that you are feeling even exactly as you say, like maybe you don't even realize that you are, but actually by just spending some time with an expert like you or coming into the membership and getting truthful with where you're at and leading with curiosity and not judgment, then you can work out, oh, I'm stressed. Right. What can we do about that?
Yeah, it often shows up in, I always think it often shows up in exercise, control. So control over food and what somebody's putting into their body. And often it's, I'm eating really well, but it's eating in a way that's like really controlled, you know, and I can't put any, and it's, and or work, you know, we're overworking. It's a very, very common thing. And it's completely understandable. They're survival techniques, you know, that I do it. We all do it. It's what our bodies, where our bodies go to. But it's about having an awareness of that so you can do something about it, I think is the first step. And it's, I would say, how do you know you're stressed is always a good question. And people are like, oh, I don't really know. And I always think, well, because sometimes you can feel it in your body, or, you know, the sleep is always a big one. Sleep and digestion is often, I think, where it physically shows up.
If you're feeling lit like this, listening, if you're listening and thinking, like nodding away, don't just continue, like stop, get curious, you know, do go and look into what you can find out about it. Like ask all those questions that Hannah is saying there. Okay, so acupuncture, loads of evidence to support acupuncture and the work that you do. A question that I often get asked in terms of when people are considering acupuncture is, how many sessions do I need? Do I need to start, you know, 3 months before a treatment? Does it support kind of natural cycles? Sorry, that's like three, quite a lot of...
Talk at me
about acupuncture questions that you get.
I mean, it does all of those things. But, you know, I'm always really honest in that, you know, acupuncture is one part of support. It's not the answer. I wish that people could come and I could say, I've got the answer to all your questions. If you come for acupuncture every single week for 3 months, by the end of it, you're going to be pregnant. It's, you know, I wish I could say that. And I absolutely never do say that. I say we are part of a support network and we're here for you no matter where you're at. And ideally, we like 3 months to prepare because it can take 3 months to kind of regulate a cycle. But, you know, we don't work in kind of isolation. We work with a nutritionist. So we would, you know, get our nutritionist to really talk to the person about, you know, are they eating enough? Are they eating enough protein? Are their supplements the right one? Because a lot of people are on a million supplements that they've read about on the internet because everything sounds amazing. And so often people are taking too many or not enough or not the right ones. So we can give some really good advice around these are the foundations, because a lot of the work you can do yourself. You know, a lot of the work, it's about, are you sleeping well? Are you having breakfast? Are you having enough downtime? Are you having a poo every day? Are you drinking enough water? You know, these are like the foundations for not just for fertility, they're for health. And so, you know, a lot of our work, as well as the acupuncture, is about making sure that people are aware of these and that they're implementing them. And those changes alongside the treatment take time. So that's why we always talk about this 3 month sort of period. And we know that it takes 3 months for the eggs to develop within the ovary that's released. So it's a sort of 3 months maturation process. A lot of the time people need to talk about their situation. We can make some suggestions and they're like, oh yeah, okay. And so they can go off and do a lot of that work themselves. They can track the cycles themselves. They can work out when they're ovulating. We talk about, you know, tracking with cervical mucus or taking your BBT. So, you know, we empower people with lots of information. And then, you know, we support with acupuncture. If it's IVF, then obviously we treat right the way through and, you know, we're working alongside the protocol, but we're also that person for support. You know, we're not a doctor. We've got time to spend with you. We're not a member of your family. We, you know, we are solely here to listen, care and support however we can. And so people find that really, really invaluable going through. So it's a very long answer, but basically we sort of treat everybody at any different stage because I think there's always something beneficial. I'm a big fan of vaginal health at the moment because so many people have got like BV, thrush, repeat UTIs that are never picked up or never investigated. And so, you know, when was the last time someone asked you about whether you have an itch just before your period comes? You know, these are like really detailed, intimate questions, but can give you so much because that is something that we can positively address and it can make a difference to your fertility outcomes. So it's about having the time to really, really, you know, drill down and investigate areas where we think we can optimize. We don't have all the answers, but it's about optimizing where possible so that people are in the best place for conceiving. And then it's about going on for a healthy pregnancy and birth.
I love what you were saying there about you don't work in isolation, like that is all part of this kind of alchemy of best possible chance that you can give somebody.
Yeah.
And actually, if you just go down the kind of medical route and you don't consider the mindset side of things, you don't consider the more detailed look at everything, then it might be that you're just not quite allowing yourself the chance to just really get all of the information that you need in order to give yourself the best opportunity to learn more.
That's the best thing that you can do. You know, like it's that having that information and having like looked at all those areas, these, like we talked about before, they are the things that you can control. They are the things that you can do something about. And the thing about fertility is, you know, sometimes you can do all the things and it's still not successful because it's unfair. And there is still so much that we don't understand, still so much that we, you know, we don't know why it's not been successful, that, you know, menstrual cycle or that round of IVF. But what we can do is optimize in every single place we know that can have a difference. And, you know, sometimes those all come together to give the right environment. And what I've learned is that is the best that you can do. And it's about doing your best.
And that is a helpful kind of grounding statement or affirmation to come into, is that I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best with where I'm at. And it's important also to just say, like, depending on what your capacity is, like if it's possible to do all of these things, great. If it's not, then try not to take that on as an extra.
Yes.
You know, it's all around what your bandwidth is, what your capacity is.
So I've got a Facebook group that I put, like I do webinars because I've done like courses and, you know, just stuff around education and information, because you know, not everybody can afford a nutritionist, not everyone can afford IVF, not everyone can afford acupuncture, but like the information that I have from my training, that's accessible to everybody, and it should be accessible to everybody. And it can be life-changing to understand your cycle, to feel confident to go to your GP and say, actually, this isn't right, or actually, I don't want to wait a year, I want to have my blood test done now. You know, it's about arming people with as much information as possible so they feel empowered to go and get those investigations. So that's why I kind of a few years in, I decided, you know, to make it as accessible to everybody. It's about sharing that information because everyone should know it.
Amazing. So important. Hannah, thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, I literally feel like I could talk to you all day because there's a we need to set the world to rights, don't we? But I think there's so much here that is helpful and useful for people. So I really hope that everyone listening has found this incredibly interesting and helpful, as I have done. Where can people find you?
So I'm Hannah Pern on Instagram, and Hannah Pern is my website. I've got a podcast, Don't Tell Me to Relax, and a Facebook, Don't Tell Me to Relax, which are free. And there is loads of information in there, loads of webinars and classes that I've done about menstrual cycles and how to speak to your GP. So, you know, hopefully there's something in there that is helpful.
Do you know what? Even just before we say goodbye, I feel like when I was going through all this, and like my acupuncturist became like, you know, somebody who was a real key part of my support network. Like it was a real, really important space for me, yeah, to just go. And also just that physical one-to-one opportunity to just for a minute just be with someone who understood where I was, who saw people like me all the time, and who just, yeah, got it. And it really was invaluable. Yeah. And I'll always remember her. I didn't know you then, but yeah, I will always remember that. But yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Very welcome.
To Life Raft. Go and leave a review, please, if you haven't. It would be so appreciated by me, and but also everyone, because the more people who leave reviews, the more people find this podcast. So do go and do that. And a huge thanks, and get in touch with Hannah. She's amazing. And come and find me on Instagram at This Is Alice Rose or at Fertility Life Raft. Okay, everybody, take care. Goodbye.
Bye.